is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. It's The Buzz 24/7. Exclusive post-show podcast. Today, I'm going to talk a little football a little bit. I got the, Kelly, I know you're not a fantasy football. Laura's a big fantasy football person. They've got this rotowire.com/pod. You can go to these that website and see all kinds of fantasy football related stuff. Yeah. Kayla's into it.
You certain radio shows now, they delve so much into the individual yards, you know, what quarterback, what defense you should select, you name it.
RotoWire does fantasy football, baseball, basketball, and more. And they got a bunch of specialists on there, and a couple of them are fantasy football pros. Jim Coventry and Joe Bartello join us here in a couple minutes. So when does it start? Like, you guys
football
are involved
starts
in
next
it.
Thursday. I have my draft.
Right, but when do you guys start?
Thursday.
Thursday
I have a
so
draft.
So that night. Oh, after the draft.
This Thursday is my draft.
Ours is Monday.
Yeah. Gotcha.
We have two on Monday.
Okay, now where does it take place?
Mine is at my house.
My couch.
Okay, so you do. You
we don't do like a party. Sometimes they people do like gatherings.
I'm guessing there's a gathering.
Yeah.
I thought
it's just me and Cass on the couch.
Yeah, I thought it was like I've heard guys go to restaurants, sit in the back of the restaurant. While everybody's got briefcases.
Yeah, you can do
whole boards.
Yeah, you can do. Yeah. So there's a couple different ways we've done it. Way back in the day, before everybody offered a platform, it was we'd have a board.
Yeah.
You'd write down everybody's name, player pick, and we'd have to take like pictures of it.
Screenshot. Yeah.
Yeah, and then. And we'd have to look at the paper every Monday morning and Tuesday morning to write down how many points, because there was before like Yahoo got fantasy and ESPN and CBS. And this was back in the way early 2000s where there was no options.
Yeah, it's too much for me. Like because that seems like the way it was done was
that
done.
That seems like a lot.
Seems like it a lot was, of effort.
But it was fun.
Super easy now.
Yeah.
Now everything, they do it for you. And you can put, like, if you want more, you have bonus points for.
So I have one league that we consider the competitive league, and then we have a league that we do with family that some of us take competitively.
Mm-hmm.
My sister selects her team based on how cute their spouses are.
Which is nice.
So how pretty their wives are.
Yeah. How'd she do last year?
She actually did pretty well.
Okay.
Well, she got Christian McCaffrey off jump, so that's going to help.
That's like when we do the football pool here, and somebody who knows absolutely nothing about football wins it by a mile, because they just aren't encumbered by all of the facts.
Overthinking
it. They just go in on a win.
You can do that in a spread pool, whereas you do have to keep up on with fantasy.
Who's on bye? Who's injured?
You really have to do some homework.
What defense are they playing?
Yeah, so who are you playing against?
Yeah, you're drafting a couple good quarterbacks, and we play a quarterback. We play two wide receivers, two running backs, a tight end, and a flex. Mm-hmm. So that's, an option.
Do you get somebody or two per
defense,
every pool, kicker, every season? Do you get a couple people that kind of mail it in the last couple of weeks? They've given up.
We did the first year I created Laura's League.
That's me.
There would be the mail-iners. Now there's a loser's bracket, so they're going to get their money back, or there's incentive. You don't throw it in because if you win that loser's bracket, you're going to pay your money back.
I just want to check in with Scott, because I know he's not going to be paying attention. I'll check in from time to time. Tell me what you're looking at on the internet.
Is that Willy Wonka?
There's a movie trailer for a TV show on Apple Plus called Dark Matter.
Yeah.
It looks good. Yes.
Dude, Vince.
A lot of people enjoy this. To me, it's like Dungeons and Dragons
with football. I agree. I don't know anything about it. I'm interested, kind of, but I know you'll be checking different things on the internet. I want to check in with you to see how you're doing. By the way, Vince Vaughn has a new series out on Apple TV that looks pretty good, but I haven't seen it yet.
I think the beauty of what I've taken away, because I think this is third or fourth year that I've done the fan, you're now invested in every game.
Yeah.
You're paying attention to everything
every
now, because it matters to you, and you get to see stuff.
Yeah.
No, it's great.
I love it.
It's like exciting. Every game is exciting.
Yeah.
Because it matters.
I get it. And I would probably be too much for me. I don't know if I'm just lazy. I mean, I love watching football.
If I can do it, you can do it. Okay?
You can do it.
Yeah. If I can do it.
So these guys are 2024-25 football season starts, and they're going to be launching they do a fantasy football podcast, and they go over all this stuff. So if you're into it, know about RotoWire, R-O-T-O-Wire. FantasyFootballBasketball.com/pod, and you can get your fix of this stuff every week. They got rotating, you know, fantasy football pros.
Like, yeah, there's a lot of, like you're in a scenario, if you have two great wide receivers, you know.
Who are they playing against? Yeah. You got to judge the defense. Is the defense they're going up against, is that going to be who's going to get a better? Mm-hmm. Do you do any of the practice drafts?
No, I don't like mock drafts.
They freak me out.
Yeah,
like I just don't. So you can do like mock drafts through your team or through your league.
And we don't pick position of where we're drafting until
it's random.
It's random, but we don't know until 10 minutes before. Yeah. They mock draft. So I have a lot of friends that are really into the mock drafts because they'll go, what am I going to get from number five? I don't like being at the ends.
Do you snake it? Or are you not snake?
No, yeah, you go back and forth. But I still don't like being one because then you're not picking again until you're at 20.
When you're 1-1, you're picking back to back. You're at 9-9, yeah.
Yeah, I know, but it's just 1 and 20, 21.
It's all Chinese to me. I don't understand.
So a snake draft?
No, it's good. You don't have to explain it. Okay. I appreciate it.
So I'm going to ask them. I want to ask them, what position do they like to draft? Right. See, I'm more of a four or five.
As we wait for these guys to call, I did grab an article this morning talking about fantasy football and the most undervalued quarterbacks, which would be of interest, right? That means people overlook them.
I want a sleeper.
That's one of my big questions. Yeah. So I'll give you who they say are the sleepers, the undervalued quarterbacks in fantasy football this year. Jaden Daniels of the Commanders, Trevor Lawrence of the Jags.
Fine.
Matthew Stafford of the Rams. Geno Smith of the Seahawks. Will Levis of the Titans. Yep, Titans. Drake May. Patriots.
I'm not sure about that. I'm
going there. Maybe my third string.
Bo Nix from the Broncos. Bryce Young from the Carolina Panthers, and Pittsburgh Steelers' Justin Fields. Those are the most undervalued quarterbacks in this article. Just take that, use it, and I hope it wins you a lot of money.
So if you were to do this, and let's say you're the number one drafter in the draft, not necessarily who are you picking, what position are you picking?
You'd want to pick an important position, one that plays a role in the game.
Correct. Yeah? That's a good guess.
I mean, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, one of those.
That's three options. So one of the three, which one would you pick?
I go running back.
Smart.
Yeah.
I go running back.
You don't hit quarterbacks until at least three.
A couple rounds in.
Why?
Always do running backs and wide receivers. They're going to get you more points.
Yep.
Oh, look at that.
She's 100% correct.
Just based on touchdowns?
Look at that.
Not based on yardage.
Yards. And a lot of fantasies, like you can set it up. So if you're, you hit that 100-yard mark, you're getting bonus points. Yep. So those bonus points can help. And you do get it with a quarterback, but
that's why I'll pick like a Lamar Jackson or a running quarterback because you're getting double yardage.
It is unusual for Kelly to not be into it. You know what I mean? But I think it's because he's got so much
else going on.
This would blow my brain up.
Yeah, like it's with football. Football's in pools. You've seen his charts.
I pay attention to the game, who's winning, who's covering, over-unders. I got my parlays. And now if I have to keep track of yardage...
Oh, it's the best.
You guys in the fantasy football pool don't have to worry about beating someone up that doesn't pay. He's got them up. Yeah. You know
well,
what
depends
I mean?
If you're, no. Sometimes you have to chase down money.
I'm a commissioner.
You got to chase money down.
Get them to pay.
All right. Yeah, fantasy football pros Jim Coventry and Joe Bartel any second now. How to dominate your fantasy football season. These guys want to know. These guys, meaning there's a lot of you guys out there, meaning men and women that are doing this that are really into it. So
I do love that it's the two ladies on the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. We're like, yes.
Yeah.
So you're doing yours Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday night.
I don't miss a Pats game. I can watch. There are certain teams that I do enjoy watching play. But I just, and I know about football. I just, the draft stuff's too much for me.
It's added investment. It just makes every game good.
Mm-hmm. But then I have to watch board games.
Yeah, I love
it. I don't know.
Red Zone, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best things ever.
That's what I put on. I watch the Red Zone a lot. And that's pretty freaking awesome, by the way. The Red Zone is awesome.
Cass's oldest brother has his man cave that has like four TVs these size in here.
Yeah.
So one's Red Zone, one's local game, one's this game, one's this. And you just sit there and you're like, there's so much football.
When Tyler lived with the boys, he lived with his three best friends. And they had extra TVs, and Red Zone was on one of them. Patriots were on the other, and whatever, you know, came up.
Other national
game. Yeah, exactly. Was kind of a thing. It's definitely a time of year I enjoy the most. I love football. It's an appointment. I love that there's not 582 frigging games. And I look forward to it every week. I love a 1 o'clock game. There's nothing better than a 1 o'clock game.
I'd rather have the four.
I don't want four. It's too.
I always say that this is the only time of year I want to live on the West Coast because I want to watch football at 11 o'clock in the morning.
That's why I love those 1 o'clock games.
And then that's perfect for me.
We were out in LA once and the Patriots were playing and we stayed right at the end of Universal Studios. So we went into Universal Studios, went to a bar. We were the only ones in the bar, 9 a.m. watching TV, watching the Patriots play. It was awesome.
Jeff Graves.
Yeah.
Grew up in California.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, Kayla, Christmas morning, I would go out, I would surf early in the morning, and by 9 o'clock, I was watching football. And I was like, that sounds like the best life ever.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. All right, so today is, okay, here we go. I was about to make a phone call. But we're good to go, and we are ready, I believe. Yeah, we're being hooked up with How to Dominate Your Fantasy Football Season, Fantasy Football Pros, Jim Coventry and Joe Bartel from RotoWire. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Great day to talk about football. So let me just say, so we are a rock show up here in New England, talk show, rock show, whatever. And we have Roadkill and Kelly Brown, myself, Greg. We've got Laura and Kayla. And the two fantasy football experts on this show are Kayla and Laura.
The women play fantasy, and the guys have no idea what we're talking about.
Boys don't get it.
Some idea. So... Yeah, it's one thing. We were just talking about it, guys, and I was like, for me, I love football. I love to watch it. It just seems like a lot of extra work for me. But Kayla and a lot of my friends and Laura love it, and it's bigger now than ever, isn't it? I'll start with you, Jim. It's bigger now than ever. Huge money game.
Oh my goodness, multi-billion-dollar industry. Nobody saw that coming. But here we are, and yes, it gets bigger and bigger. And the beauty is every type of player, person plays. People who are just casual at the office, people who are hardcore and playing for thousands of dollars, some people playing for free. But yes, it is continuing to get bigger, and we just are so happy to be a part of this.
And Joe, Kayla and Laura just asked me, all right, if you're gonna draft a position, what's the first one you're going to choose? And I said running back, and they said that's a good move. Now you guys are talking about ways to dominate your football fantasy football season. Is that one of them, knowing what position to draft first?
I think they're just trying to compliment you. That's what it seems like to me. I do think the running back spot is totally fine, and it's more so, and I know the girls over there, so we're just talking to the other people who are kind of getting into this for the first time. The running back position, I think, has lost its luster over the past couple of years. The receivers have been more consistent. You've seen that they produce at a higher rate, but also that they're not injured nearly as much as running back. So what used to be, when Jim and I first started fantasy football, it was your first 12 picks were all running backs. Now it's like maybe we'll take three or four in the first round. That's how it would normally go. And Christian McCaffrey typically is number one overall, but he's got an injury already. Breece Hall and Bijan Robinson have had concerns over their careers, either injury or, in the case of Bijan, just general ineffectiveness due to coaching. So the receiver position, more than ever, I think, has been a consistent and safe spot, but that doesn't always mean it's high upside. And I think this year in particular, if you're drafting early, getting a running back like Christian McCaffrey or Breece Hall or Bijan Robinson is completely fine, because you'll find when you come back around, back into the second round, more receivers are left than ever, and I think you're kind of left having to take one receiver, one running back within the first two picks that you make.
Yeah, and I think Greg was like, well, it's going to be a quarterback, a running back, or a wide receiver. And we're like, yeah, one of those three. But to me, when I first started, I think this is my third or fourth year, I would have assumed you'd go right off the bat to get your quarterback, but you don't have to do that in those first couple of rounds.
That's absolutely correct. So even if you're in a 10-team, a 12-team league, there's a good quarterback for everybody. Yeah. Now, they're not all Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen. Some are a little less important. But what happens is if you wait and take a good quarterback later than most, you're going to load up on wide receivers and running backs. Yeah. And those positions, the best players, dry up pretty fast. But if you get them early, it gives you a big advantage. And the quarterback you get, in theory, should be able to keep you competitive enough, even though you don't have the very best one. But you definitely can wait on quarterback. And in many leagues, you can wait until the seventh round and still be very happy.
Now, this is Fantasy Football Pros Jim Coventry and Joe Bartel. RotoWire is what they're calling it, is the premium source for fantasy sports. You can check it out at Roto Wire.com. Laura has
a question. Okay, so you have a 10-person league. Where do you guys like to be in the draft lineup? Because this, it drives me. I don't like being one. I don't like being 10. I'd rather be right in the middle. Do you guys have a preference?
Now, you're speaking my language. This is my favorite question, is the draft strategy part of things. And for a few of the expert drafts, we did actually pick our spot, called KBS, where you're more or less saying, hey, I want to pick here. And I absolutely agree with you. I do not want to pick one, and I do not want to pick 10 or 12 or whatever it might be. Right now, this year, I really think that 8 spot is the sweet spot, because the tier of players, I can rattle them off, the running back, Bijan Robinson, Chris McCaffrey, and the receivers, CeeDee Lamb, Jamar Chase, Jeff Jefferson, Amon-Ra St. Brown. Those guys are all typically within the first 7 or 8 selections. It's after that point, that tier of 7 or 8, that I think falls off dramatically, and then stays about the same into like the mid to second round. So to say picks 8 through 20 or so, I think are all more or less the correct tier. So I really would prefer to draft 6, 7, or 8 with the idea, especially if you're getting on the reversal, you get that next best player of that tier in the second round while still getting a good tier player in that first round.
Right.
I never would have said that before, or at least it would have been a lot harder, because there are advantages at times picking at the end of the draft or picking early on. But this year, the more middle you can get in your draft with a B10 team or 12 team is the correct answer.
So let me ask this as someone that doesn't know a lot about it, but is there one player from last year that maybe made people the most money, that was the most bankable? And if so, who was that player?
So a player that made people a lot of money, even though he missed some time, was Tyron Williams of the Rams, because he was not drafted in most leagues at all, and yet he was averaging 100 scrimmage yards and a touchdown per game played. And so for somebody that wasn't drafted, he was a player that made a massive, massive difference.
Okay, Kayla?
I don't know, Kelly.
I just said, as far as the road ahead for teams to punch their ticket to the playoffs, Super Bowl favorites, obviously the Patriots are one of the favorites. What are you guys predicting, Jim Joe? 12.5, 12, 13 wins?
You're right. For sure. I definitely think the Patriots will be successful. They put you up better, too, with the way they perform thus far in the preseason. Yeah, actually, we are going to be doing RotoWire, and myself and my co-host Jason Karski on the Tuesday podcast are going over every single team's win total. So that's tomorrow. Anywhere you listen to the podcast, I don't want to spoil it.
Come on.
But there might be a reoccurring theme that we've seen over the past 2 years that maybe a Taylor Swift led team could be a potential to once again have that championship. But tune in to anywhere you listen to the podcast. What do our fantasy football, Jake Patarski, myself, we'll have you covered on that question.
I'm not sure if you were being facetious about us winning 13 games or not. I'm kind of thinking you were. Go ahead, Kay.
So defense for me sometimes comes down to one of them, because you draft your defense because you have to, right? And then you want to go for a good one. But do you look at that week to week? Are you changing that out week
to week? I'm dropping a defense, picking up a new one.
Yes, there are two ways of going about this, and one is your idea. You take a defense with a good week one matchup, and then you play the waiver wire, and you just try to play those matchups, knowing a couple other people in your league might be doing that. The other possible way, and I don't always like spending an early pick on a defense, but if nobody takes one and they get kind of late in your draft, the Jets and the Browns both have bye weeks after week 10, and they both could be potentially so good that they may be, regardless of who they're playing, it might not be a problem. But I do tend to agree with you that, go ahead and wait and just play the matchups, because ultimately it's so hard to predict defenses.
Go ahead, Laura.
I am not a mock draft kind of person, but how many mock drafts do you guys do leading up into the fantasy season?
No, that's a really good question. Typically, the answer is zero for me. I will do best balls, where you can do an underdog or drafters, and there's at least some financial incentive on the line for people to do correct things. Often, if I'm doing just a mock draft on ESPN or Yahoo, one of those platforms, the AI will do something really weird or not at all reflective of what will actually happen to my friends and family leagues. I don't really find those really helpful, but I think this year is actually incredibly important to do a mock draft on whatever software you're drafting them, let's just say ESPN or Yahoo, because the ADP on those sites is so dramatically different than somewhere else. Like, Jim and I will do My Fantasy League. It's one of the more competitive ones, or at least for the experts do. We did RTS Sports for SiriusXM.com. And it's like, well, wait, oh, this
player is normally taken at pick 30 on one of these platforms, but on ESPN, he's pick 60. And it's incredible to see the difference. I have never, in my nearly 10 years of working at RotoWire, seen a situation where one player on ESPN is drafted dramatically different than one player on Yahoo. And sure. I think you apply that to just about every sort of scenario or every sort of ADP site out there. So mock drafting this year might actually be important. Now, if you are like me and don't want to do that, that's fine too, so long as you're looking at the ADP beforehand, before you're drafting, and getting an idea of what the strategy will be and where those guys are getting drafted. That's more of the important part.
Yeah, it's amazing to sit back and just kind of listen to you guys talk, because as someone, I like football. I watch it all the time. It's still like you're talking Chinese, because you're talking a language I know nothing about. Well, we have time for one more question from Kayla.
Sorry, and I don't think we really touched. You had money you're putting on one sleeper that's coming out this season. Ooh. That's just going to come out, that's going to be that person. Who is it?
If I'm betting on a sleeper, and he's been in the league 3 years, but he hasn't done as much as we thought, I'm going to bet on Kyle Pitts finally having that massive season. He's had bad coaching for 3 years. They threw him all these deep passes from bad quarterbacks. It was never going to work out. They finally bring in an offensive style that comes from the Rams, and Pitts is a dynamic athlete who will, for the first time in 4 years, be used properly.
There you go. Well, Joe, Jim, thank you very much for the time. We really appreciate it. Let's go. Football season's get going. Get the fantasy football going. Go to rotowire.com. Gents, thanks for coming on with us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, take care. Thanks. Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm amped up.
So intricate. You know what I mean? So intricate. To someone who does it all the time, yeah, it's normal, you know? But, Scotty, what are you looking at on the internet?
Nothing. His laptop is closed.
Yeah, I had an update, so that thing spun around forever.
Ah, okay. Yep. All right.
Meeting
okay.
time.
All right. Okay. Well, there you go, everybody. Well,
did you take notes? Because I took notes.
Oh, I didn't.
Do you want mine?
No, I'm good. Okay. I got it.
Oh, Lord. I know. Why would she need my notes?
Well, I was listening to what he said.
So you were typing it all down?
No, I just...
Okay. All right. Well, good luck in your fantasy football pools, everybody. Good luck, Kayla. Good luck, Laura. Kelly. Good luck in
just
your different
in
pools.
The wagering. Yep.
There you go. All right. All right. Thanks for tuning in to The Buzz 24/7. We will see you tomorrow.